The other day, I noticed a story of success for a young Rotorua-based downhill racer, Tuhoto Ariki Pene, and he's been crowned the king of the Crankworx Global Mountain Bike Festival. I don't know much about this, but I thought, isn't this neat? He's travelling the world, screaming down manga, and he's the best at it. And, of course, Rotorua has become something of a mecca for those interested in mountain biking, downhill racing, etc. But the mahi that he's been doing, I know a little about, and we find him in Scotland, of all places. So here he is, travelling the world, living large, and we're really pleased to have him on our program today. Tuhoto Ariki Pene. Tēnā koe, hoanga mahi nui kā koe. Thanks for joining us all the way from Scotland, brother, and you're on Māori Radio in Tāmaki. Tēnā koe.
Oh, kia ora.
Hey. Kia ora. This is exciting stuff, isn't it? And congratulations. I know that you had to attend many events in order to get the king of the Crankworx mountain bike festival. So your love of this tākalo, this sport, it was taking you around the world. How many countries did you have to take part in the competitions in order to get the overall crown, Ewha?
Well, there's four different events. Four different locations where we go. There's the first one at Rotorua. So in Aotearoa there. And then next one went to Cairns in Aussie. And then we went across the world to, it was Innsbruck, which is Austria. And then the final round was in Whistler, which is Canada. And yeah, so it was just four different stops and a lot of different events in each of those stops. And yeah.
Tēnā koe. Congratulations. What do your mates call you?
What do my mates call me?
Yeah.
The bro.
That's what all mates call each other. I'll call you Tuhoto Ariki. Tēnā koe. Hey, man, congratulations. Yeah, that's awesome. Mate. So you're a downhill racer. Tell us, each course will be different, obviously, but what's the gist of this one? Talk with us about distance, how long your rides tend to take, what sort of terrain you are challenged by.
Yeah. So there's like in the event, so each location there's probably about, I don't know, I'd say five or six different events. So it's like my main one that I race is downhill mountain biking. So it's literally fastest from the top to the bottom. And then that's one event. And then like there's other ones where it's like dual slalom and you're racing against someone on like a track. And then there's pump track, which is, you know, racing against someone but with no chain, so it's only pumping, generating speed, you know, probably like a 10 to 15 second track and just like no pedaling at all. So it's pretty cool there. And a couple of other events, but yeah, those are like a couple of the main ones that I go in and normally do pretty well in, so yeah.
What do you think is the your best trait? I mean, let's start with downhill racing, obviously. At breakneck speed, as fast as you can. It is dangerous, we know that, and you risk injury every time you race like this. But how long does that run normally take? And what do you think your best skills are that have been part of your success, bro?
Oh, yeah, so downhill, that one's the one where you race from the top to the bottom, top of the manga to the bottom, and that's like going through some crazy stuff, putting the body on the line, going through trees, everything, technical stuff, and it probably like 4 minutes or like 2.5 to 4 minutes, and like you got big jumps in between, getting up to massive speeds, like probably like 50, 60, 70 k's even on the bike, and yeah, and that's one that I normally, that's what I do, the downhill, normally. But those other events which helped me to get through, those ones is probably my BMX background. I used to race BMX, and that gave me heaps of skills for, you know, all the different events. So it kind of paid off, I would say.
Well, it's working really well for you. Many Māori in this scene?
No, there's not really any Māori. There's a couple. But, like, doing it professionally overseas, I'm probably the only one that can speak Te Reo and yeah, only one on the big stage doing this sport, so yeah.
I heard there was a haka when you were crowned King of Crankworks.
Yeah, yeah, so some of the boys from Rotorua that run that came over and did a little haka for me, so I just stood up and did it back to them, and it was all good.
Tēnā koe. You're a kura kid too, Tūhoto? Hey?
What?
Speaker of Te Reo Māori, so did you go to kura kaupapa?
Yeah, went to Te Kura Kaupapa Māori or Rua Matā, so yeah, that's what I learnt. Well, that's, yeah, yeah.
Well, our little Māori kaimahi will be tracking you down to get a kōrero, wind in your hair, screaming down the hill. I suppose you'd be a friend of many surgeons too, and know you quite intimately. How many things have you broken in your career so far?
Oh, I've had a couple big injuries. Like last year, I broke my ribs, punctured my lung, all that sort of stuff. Broke my hand. Couple times, that was all just last year. But yeah, it's a roller coaster of the sport.
Tēnā koe. You know, our families sometimes play such an important role in encouraging our young people into sport. Were yours behind your decision when you first started off on a BMX bike and, you know, helped to get you to the competitions, build your confidence so that it's grown into being a world champion at the age of 22 in this discipline? But what would you say of that whānau tautoko that was part of your developing a love for the sport?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like, the whānau helped me heaps. We all used to race, travel around in a bus to all the BMX events. Like, we used to go to sleep on a Friday night in the bus, and Dad used to drive us. Mum and Dad used to drive us to somewhere, and we'll just wake up and, yeah, go for a ride in the weekends and race on the weekends, and it was like that for years. And that, I reckon that, like, you know, having those skills from BMX brought it over, and yeah, nah, did pretty good, and it paid off. It was pretty fun.
Didn't that
win? Yeah.
Well, look, we're all in your corner. You're a long way from home, Tūhoto Ariki, so congratulations, man, on the success. People are in the downhill racing community or the Crankworks community, obviously recognise your tremendous skill. Do you go into this weekend's Worlds in Scotland? Tell us a little about the track and the place you're racing at. And do you go in as a favourite? What are you looking forward to about the World Cup?
Yeah, so this weekend we got the downhill world champs in Scotland. And I'm pretty keen to go, like, after that success, and then try to carry it over. But yeah, the track is pretty hard out. This one's one of the long ones of the circuit, but this one is world champs, so it's going to be full on. There's going to be a massive crowd. Yeah, it should be pretty mean, I reckon.
It's been really good talking with you. Where are you in Scotland?
Fort William, so it's like in the middle of nowhere. Out in the mountains. It's pretty cool. Heaps of midges here, though, like mosquitoes.
It's good talking with you, mate. Congratulations. You make us all proud back here, and you should be very proud of your efforts yourself, too. Thanks for sharing some kōrero with us, and I look forward to having a yarn with you when you get back home.
Oh, true. True. Thank you for that.
Tēnā koe. All the best going forward, brother, and keep up the good work. Keep up the fast work down those hills. Great to talk with you.
Give it a go.
Thanks so much, Ewa.
Thank you.
Ka kite. Hei konei rā.